America. Amen. Thank God I'm raised in America. Amen. I thank God. Thank God when I'm dead, there's where I put the flag on my casket.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, that'll be good. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Of course, and another thing, I was born in America. Amen. I became a Baptist, and I'm still a Baptist.
Amen.
And when yes. I die, I'll be Baptist dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Amen. Well, it's good to be here. And it's good to be saved.
Yes, sir.
And it's good to have peace and joy in the soul. Yeah. I ain't worried about what's going on in this country.
No.
I saved up for my Lord to take care of it anyway.
Amen.
He's going to destroy it one of these days, but I ain't going to be here.
That's
amen.
Right.
I'm going to be gone.
Amen.
Amen. I'm kind of like the little black girl. They was practicing a Christmas a play, and they were talking about the resurrection. Her little part was she walk up and look in that casket and say, "He's not here. He's risen." Well, and you know how them children are. You know they get all tied up and they went on other plays and stuff. Mm-hmm. She looked in that tomb, and she said, "He ain't here. He gone." Amen. I'm gonna be gone.
Amen.
All right. 1 Peter 1. Let's begin reading in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is and His abundant mercy hath begotten us unto lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. His mercy, oh, He had mercy on us.
Right.
I'm telling you, thank God for the mercies of God.
Yes, sir.
And was saving a little sinner like me. Amen.
Right.
I'm wretched and vile and undone, but God had mercy on me.
Amen.
I thank God for the mercies of the Lord. The Bible says, look at the things He's got for us in verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And people talk about they were living for that inheritance. And the big thing today is saving up for when you retire and having your inheritance with mine's in Him.
Amen.
Can't nobody spend it. Can't nobody tax it. Amen. Can't nobody get to it but me. It's going to be that when I get there.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a blessing. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. You know, you can get up to a little piece of money today. Ain't no time for it's gone.
Right.
I mean, it's like a bird that takes a wing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, these days, I know back my dad, he got up to $100 bill. He thought he was better half rich.
Right.
Amen. But now, if you get $100 bill, go down to the grocery store and spend that. I'm telling you, but it's a different thing. But not our stuff in heaven, it won't be defiled. Amen.
Right.
And won't fade away. Amen. Won't fade away. So it won't. Reserved. Where's that reserved? In heaven. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad it's reserved in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. I got my your names there. God's got your place there at the bar supper of the Lamb and is reserved for you.
Amen.
If you're saved by God's grace, thank God, Jesus. Can you believe that the Lord's going to gird Himself, come around and serve us? Hallelujah. And then He's going to sing to us. Woo! Thank God.
That?
It'll be a whole little bit of my singing tonight. You tell me. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Be good.
I'm telling you, it's going to be something when we get home, honey, children. It's going to be something over there. Thank God. Won't it be good over there?
Hey,
over
man.
There. Thank God. It's going to be good over there. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I know it is. Amen. Well, look at verse number five. Who are kept by the power of God? I love that.
So,
I'm glad the devil can't get me lost. Amen. He tried to.
Right.
Amen. He tried to convince me several times I'm still lost, but he's a liar. Because right. The Bible is true. He's a liar.
Amen.
He's the father of a liar.
Sir.
The Bible says every time he speaks a liar, or he speaks of himself. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So he's a liar. I'm thank God I've been kept by the power of God. I've not been all I ought to have been for a child of God and for God's one. But I'm glad, thank God, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleansed me from my sins.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm kept by God's power, not by my works. I'm not kept by my works, but I'm kept by the power of God. You're not kept by your works. You have good works, and that's good. I'm going to speak more about that in a little bit. But thank God you're kept by the power of God.
Amen.
Ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Amen. The government can't tax it or nothing. Amen.
Amen.
God. Isn't that good? We're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. We're in those last times.
Yes, sir.
Right now. wherein we greatly rejoiced over now, for if season is me beat, and you are heavy through the manifold temptation.
Right.
And God please let Israel, the prophet asked the Lord, why don't you leave this eminence in this country? He said, to prove you.
Sure.
That's what God does with temptations to us. He proves us.
Right.
Proves our love for him. He allowed temptation to come in our life. He allowed things to be tempted by. He allowed things sometimes to upset us by. Sometimes he allowed things in our lives that would cause us to weep. But he's doing it to prove our love.
That's good.
Yeah, man. Thank God our love for him. Amen. Yes, sir. And prove that. Well, the Bible says, Paul talking about the giving over there at the Corinthian church, right there, giving, amen. He said, and now prove your love for him, amen. Give it to missions. You prove your love to God by giving to missions. Amen. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Right.
Why, amen. I tell you why, he gave his son, he sent his only begotten son, because he loved you. God sent his son as a first missionary in this world to the Gentile nation.
Amen.
Amen. And my brother Fred, thank God he sent his son. So when you give and you prove your love by giving and helping, taking out what's yours above your tithes and offerings to the local church, and then you take out and give more to the cause of missionaries somewhere preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you proving your love to God for the gospel
good,
of Jesus
preacher.
Christ. Yes, sir. Are you proving your love right back? You're so long. You know, a lot of people got a lot of words about love, especially in the world, the lost world. They talk about love, they don't know what it is. Amen. They don't know exactly about love. No, all they know anything about is lust.
Right.
And they lust for a while until they feel that part of the lust, and then they're dissatisfied. So they're still lusting. They ain't got it satisfied
right.
yet. They go farther. Amen. Go farther in it. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. The Bible said we are tempted when we're drawn away with our lust.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And God leaves in my life, he leaves in every Christian born again's life, a place where a devil can tempt us. Mm-hmm. Amen. He leaves that there to do what? To prove our love for him and our manifold temptation. And you're going to have them as long as you're trying to walk with God. And
right.
the closer you're trying to get to God, the more the devil's going to try to stop you from serving God.
Right, preacher.
He's going to try to stop. The more you determined to serve God, I guarantee he's trying to stop this church. I guarantee he has. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm just getting introduced to you folks. Amen. I really appreciate you. Thank God for you. And I got a good report from you. Amen. But I'm telling you what. Amen. So some preachers are coming by here. I got a good report of y'all. But I'm telling you, thank God, God still has to prove us every day. Then we have to ask God to deliver us from our temptations and let us not fall to the temptations that the devil come by. If the devil's not bothering you, you ain't doing anything.
Right.
Amen.
That's
if you're doing something for God, I'm telling you, but if you're trying to be faithful to God, trying to help the work of God, trying to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ, the devil's going to bother you.
Right, preacher.
Amen. Your pastor here, he's trying to do a work for God's here. He likes to see this thing build up at night.
Right.
It would be a blessing, wouldn't it? Amen.
Sure.
Yeah, it would. But amen. Thank God he's blessed while you are here. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because I preached to my wife so many times, just me and her. Amen. I preached to her. And so, hallelujah. And I'm all right, so I know my message is for her. Amen. Amen. And so, amen. We said, preacher, I'm saying, thank God. Hey, brother, but I still, boy, God comes, brother David, gets behind. When I get behind that pulpit, I feel something.
Yeah.
Like I've always felt ever since God called me.
Man.
I thank God. I feel like I got a house full of it.
Yes.
Preach to me.
It's good, preacher.
Yes, sir. Really. Amen. I certainly do. Well, I thank God for that. Let me pull this coat. Amen. You know, it's hard to work with a coat on. Amen. Amen. Work better with a coat on.
That's right.
Amen. Well, hey, through manifold temptation, don't get discouraged about your focus on temptation. Just ask God to help you, and he will help you. Amen. But you know, that means that when that's happening, that means the devil trying to stop you. You doing something for God, and the devil's trying to stop you. Amen. So your manifold temptation while you are going on from God. Looking at the Bible, verse number 7 said, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold, that purchased, though it you be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, when? At the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, it don't seem like much is happening. And it takes our faith in God to believe we still accomplish something for God. And God, by the way, is going to reward you according to how faithful you are to where He placed you than He is for what you think you need to do to be rewarded. Amen.
Good.
Yes, sir. Well, amen. So He said that the trial of your faith be much more precious than gold, that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found the glory and purity of the Lord of Jesus Christ. That's when it's going to count. It ain't going to count much in this life.
Right.
We're in the last days, beloved. And if you're saved tonight, you really need praise God.
Yes, sir.
Of all the millions and the multiplied millions of people in this world, He stopped by your way.
Amen.
Of all the people down here in North Carolina, in this area, down here down in North Carolina, He stopped by your way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. A little white-headed country boy up gone didn't know how to get out of the rain. Amen. He stopped by my way one
sir.
Day. Thank God. Amen. One Saturday afternoon, a preacher come knocking on my door. Amen. And I went to the door and I stood. Amen. And he said, come by to visit you a few minutes. I said, yes, sir. He said, Dad and Mama asked me to come see you. I said, yes, sir. And I said, well, come on in and have a seat. He said, thank you. So I came on in, sat down, began to talk to him. I don't know what he talked about. And while he asked me, could he pray? I said, fine, yes, sir. I honor the man of God. I was raised to do that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Two things I was raised to do, to honor the man of God and honor the house of God.
It's good.
I wouldn't do wickedness around the church.
It's good.
But now they'll do the wickedest things you can think of around the church of God. Throw them beer cans and liquor bottles in there and everything else. Yes,
right.
But I tell you, while he was praying, the thoughts come to my mind and said, go to church tomorrow. Yeah. Amen.
Good.
Now I didn't know what that was then, but I know what it is now.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost I'm visiting.
Good.
And amen. I'm telling you, he started visiting, you got a battle on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Your struggle with that visit he makes in you. What if you're going to give up that sin? What if you're going to stop all that sinning or not? Or if you're going to yield to it?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm doing okay. You're doing the devil he walks in. You're doing okay. You're doing all right. Why, you got your name on church row. Why, even you've been baptized. Amen. He'll tell you that too. So you know he's been saved. Amen. That big churches across the country, the church, Chris called himself Christian churches. Now, leader, amen, he said, here's what he said, brother. He said, Jesus saves you, but it's in the baptistry where you get your sins washed away.
Mm-hmm.
He's a liar.
That's right.
And he got that from the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't get your sins washed away in the baptistry. You get wet.
Yeah.
Amen. But it's an answer of a good conscience toward God.
Yeah.
All it is, amen. A good conscience toward God that you believe in Jesus, so you went ahead and followed the Lord and an example of death to the flesh to be raised in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what? You come out here and get your towel and dry off. It washed away my sins. I wouldn't dry nothing off. Amen. Keep it on there for a while.
Right.
When you will, David.
Sure.
Amen. But it won't do that, David. But anyway, I'm telling you, amen. What you said, preacher, thank God for it. If you're saved by God's grace and Jesus Christ has done something for you, you've got something to look forward to, young and glory land, amen. For the years, amen, think of you served Him and gave and your witness and told people about the Lord, how they may not get saved back like they're not paying no taxes, but unless you give them the gospel, amen. Thank God to it. The devil don't want you to do that.
Right.
You don't know when the Lord may use that. Amen. When the Lord may use that. Oh,
it's good, preacher.
Amen. So it says, verse number 8, who had not seen you love.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, the gospel said, Jesus said, blessed are those that have not seen me yet love me.
Right.
Blessed are you, disciples, because you have seen me. And you believe. But blessed are those who have never seen me. That they believe.
Right.
That's who he's talking about. He's talking about the church.
Sir.
Whom have not seen you love, in whom now you see him back, yet believe him, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Isn't that a good scripture?
Yep.
Isn't that a blessed hallelujah?
Yeah.
Receive, see there, go and rejoice and holler and scream over a football game.
Yeah.
Amen. A basketball game, get a pigskin, comes up with a bunch of ants and bounces around. They'd go crazy over there.
Right.
You know, somebody go take one of them, throw one of them, and a guy catch. He got all these guys a piece of pigskin and running with it. And run across from the line, and they just shout and curl. We got some holding better. Yeah, man.
Right.
We got something better than a touchdown or run or making a slam dunk. Amen. I'm there. What's that Jesus thing, God? It's all up better than a pigskin.
So
hallelujah. Amen.
Right.
Well, amen. So look at what he says. Amen. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of rejoice.
Yeah.
Amen. We live in a day that I was a boy. At church I went to, my mom took me to. I was drug around all my boyhood. Drug me to church.
Right.
Amen. I'm telling you, you're doing good, son. Yeah. You and your wife back there, you're doing good, mama. Keep them in the house.
Right.
Sometimes you don't think they're getting anything, but you'd be surprised.
Right.
Amen. I didn't remember much about church. Didn't remember about getting on the bus. But when I started getting under conviction, I remember part of the scripture of John 3:16.
Right.
And I talked them Sunday school teachers talked me about when I was a little boy. Like this boy, I'm even younger. Amen.
Sir.
That part of that scripture that God loved me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Sent his only begotten son and came to me. The Holy Ghost began to deal with my heart. Amen. Amen. A scripture. Amen. I was in my 20s. That was back when I was 7, 8 years old. Amen. But back in my 20s, I didn't even think I knew a Bible verse. Amen. But that started coming back.
Amen.
Amen. God used it to bring me under deep conviction. So you just keep on. You just keep on. You think they ain't getting nothing, but you just keep on.
That's right.
You'll see it'll mount to some one day.
Sure.
When Jesus gets here, we'll see what it all mounted to, what the value of it was at. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, rejoicing at the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. With salvation that prophets have inquired and search diligently, prophesied of the grace and that should come unto you. Amen. With a week of real preaching, the great Hebrews, David and Elijah and Isaiah, Jeremiah, amen, Isaiah and all those prophets, Moses Noah, and all of those.
Right.
Amen. But see, they said that we had something they didn't have. Yeah. We got something better. Something they searched for, they couldn't find it.
Right.
But we old Gentile dogs. Woo! Thank God. Amen. God saved it for us to enjoy. And the Bible tells us, amen, angels even looks into it.
That's right.
They gather around here tonight. I know
that. That's
I feel
right.
The breeze even down here when they come by.
That's
I'm telling
right,
you, thank God. And when they're looking into this that we're rejoicing in tonight.
That's good.
Yes, sir. They don't understand. They say, what the reason they can't understand? They ain't never been redeemed. You have. You understand what God done for you. You've been redeemed. Amen. So you understand redemption. Amen. Because you have, but my angels, they can't understand it.
Yeah.
They search, they look, they say, what is that? One of them sitting back on top of one of those benches back there, chairs back there beside that dear lady back there. They sit back and say, what is it that she got makes her laugh and smile? Amen. What is it? I don't feel nothing. You're feeling, I don't know what it is, but they act like they really enjoy. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Right.
You're true, but it's only Jesus. Amen. And they missed. And they miss one little bit. They miss swept up one little bit. They gone.
Sir.
They can't get redeemed. They through. If they rebel against God at least a little bit, they'll be punished in darkness in all their life. Oh yeah. So we got some of the angels don't have.
Right.
Somebody said, I saw an angel. Amen. I married one. Amen. Amen. She's always up in there hopping or something. Amen. 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 thank God. And see, she takes my preaching because she got to go home with me. Amen. Anyway, thank God. Amen. Ain't she pretty? Ain't she good to me?
Yeah.
Ain't she good? Ain't she? Hallelujah. Yes, she is. Well, anyway, amen. And amen. Don't the preacher's wife. I got the preacher coming and pick me up, wanted me to follow them. I saw she was driving. I told the preacher, I said, no, I'm kind of scared. He said, you tell your wife, and remember, I'm not a car race driver like she is. Amen. So now a little bit, if I got to follow her. Amen. She done real good. I don't know what he had a gun on or what in that car, but she done real good. Amen. All right. Amen. Well, what's that mean? He the prophet. And search diligently and prophesy of the grace that should come unto you. Boy, grace, amazing grace, how sweet to say.
Hey.
Save a wretch like me. Search of what and of what amount of time of the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory of God. And it should follow. Now, I'm not going to preach on this, but here's a good text right here. The Spirit of Christ was in them.
How about that?
And that's Old Testament saints he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was under the law. They had to keep the law, but the Spirit, that law put the Spirit of Christ in them.
Right.
That's what put it in them.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the law, if you obey the law, it'll put the Spirit of Christ in you.
That's good.
Amen. The law is our schoolmaster to bring us up to repentance, thank God. And the prophets and the Old Testament saints, they had the Spirit of the Lord in them because they were trying to keep the law. It could not redeem them. It couldn't redeem them.
That's good.
They were safe. Amen.
Right.
Safe. Amen. Until the blood was sprinkled on the mercy seat. Amen. It was saved.
Right.
They were saved. That's just like your children. They're safe. And you're a believer in the Lord. Your children are safe.
Yeah.
Amen. Until they come to the age of accountability.
Right.
They're saved. Amen. Just as safe as they're safe. But they'll be saved. They pass on before this world is over, before this life is over, before they grow enough to understand and die and accept Christ as their Savior. They're saved. They're just as saved as you are. They'll be in heaven with you.
It's good.
Amen.
It's good.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's good.
Age of accountability, then they're going to be accountable for themselves.
Right.
Amen. And what age is that? I got no idea.
Right.
It all depends on what they're receiving at home.
Right.
All depends on how they're taught at home. So I'm a young adult. I got one son said he was saved at the age of 5. Amen. I got another son claimed he was saved, but he wasn't. And he was about, 15, 16 years old before he generally got saved.
Hey, Dad.
Amen. So it no makes a difference. And sometimes they think just do it what the preacher preaches, all right? No, but unless that Holy Ghost of God get up in our heart and convict them, they're lost without God, and they need Jesus. Amen. If they make all the professions they want, but they won't get saved till they're ready to repent of their sins.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Repent of their sin. Why would they do that? Preacher, because the Holy Ghost will show them that they are sinners.
Sir.
They never have got out in the world. They never have done the things in the world that the world do. Amen. Might not do some things you done while you was in the world. Right. But if that Holy Ghost give to them, they'll be convicted.
That's right.
Yeah, of some sin somewhere.
Sir.
Amen. And that time they lied to daddy. And that time they lied to mom. And the Bible said they come for crying lies.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. When babies back, and boy, they'll be crying. Amen. I cried a phone in a fit. Amen. And mama will learn them. Amen. And little friendship, stick something in the mouth, won't they? And better just stick some milk up out of their start on a ball or something. They'll just hush up just as quick. They get in there, lay in that baby, what you call crib, baby crib. Amen, boy, they'll start in the middle of the night, crying, carrying on like somebody killing them. But daddy gets up and go, mama gets up and go, and then where they had reached down and touched them, they couldn't cut it off right there.
Yep.
Amen. They lied. When they lied, they just want you to come in there and see them loud. Amen. That's all they wanted. Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. We was down with my wife while I thought about down in Bible college, and a friend, another preacher, and his wife, a friend, they had a little child, girl, and she'd throw a fit in the service. But her mama would pick her up and throw her over on the shoulder, And folks, she gets out the door, she smiles. She done got what she wanted. She just a smile and just thank you, son. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. My boy done that one time, and I told him to be quiet, and I done it another time, so I just picked him up and started that church and down the stair going through the basement with him, and he's going to, please, Daddy, don't, Daddy, please, please don't, Daddy, please don't go down there, Daddy. He never did try me no more. Now, I didn't let him pray and plead with me to take away what he was going to get. Right. Amen. Right. But he'll remember that. He'll plead me out of one, he'll plead me out of another.
Right.
Amen. Sure. Yes, sir. Well, they've done him some good. He turned out to be a pretty good boy. Man, act like his mama whole life. He was a pretty good boy. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Well, good.
Well, you said, preacher, I'm saying, thank God, amen, for the appearing of Christ. Now, jump over to, amen, verse number 17. Read my text of scripture. I haven't got all on here, and I ain't got over there yet. Verse 17. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judge according to every man's work, that's my text. Right. Please, the time of your sojourning here in fear. Sad to say, Brother David, but we live in a generation today, most people don't fear God.
That's right.
Even say, see, it's a different thing from you being a saved child of God and being a fearful child of God,
sir,
or a disciple of God. Amen.
Right.
You can't. You won't become a disciple of God until you fear God.
That's good.
You start fearing God, start fearing His Word. That's when you'll start to be a disciple.
That's
of
good.
God. You'll become a disciple. You're still saved. You got saved. You're still saved. Ain't nothing like, ain't no matter what you do without that the power of God. It ain't nothing to take that away from you. But to be a disciple. If there's ever a day that you want to obey God, it's the day that we're living in.
Yes, sir.
And your works are so important. Your works are so important. You're not working to be saved. You're working because you are saved. Not by works of righteousness, what we have done. Amen.
Right.
I'm saved. Amen. And that is not by works of righteousness, but by the grace of God. Amen. But there is works for our judgment seat of Christ. For all who stand before the judgment seat of Christ, give an account of that works. Some, amen, of gold, silver, and precious stone, and some of wood, hay, and stubble. And those of wood, hay, and stubble are those who saved, but they never did put their works into force, and they got to think going to church, they all right, but never was really a combat or doing some things at church. I'm telling you, but it's wood, hay, and stubble. Some are 30-fold, some are 60-fold, some are 100.
Right.
Why would somebody want to be a 30-fold Christian when you're going to be 100? Hundredfold Christian.
Good.
Amen. Amen. A hundredfold. You ought to strive to be a hundredfold. A child of God. Yes, sir. Amen. Well, I want to say to you first of all today, there's wicked works in this world.
Yeah.
Amen. Wicked works. Amen. I'm telling you, brother friend, that works that are wicked and ungodly. Amen. Turn with me to Job chapter number 3. Turn over to the book of Job. Amen. 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 The book of Job. Amen. Turn over that. Amen. We'll see what Job had to say about this matter. Amen. Job chapter number 3, look at verse number 12. Job chapter number 3, verse number 12. Ezra, Nehemiah, Job. Amen. Amen. Job chapter number 3, verse number 12. Look what the Bible says. Amen. Well, I can't get the pages separated. Amen. Chapter number 3, verse number 12. Why did the knees prevent me? Oh, why did the beast that should shut? Amen. 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 I believe I got the wrong text right there. Amen. Sometimes I get that wrong. Let's see. Let me try to. Amen. Amen. Those were wicked works. Well, how in the world did I do that? Well, I do that sometimes. Well, maybe you'll do that.
My wife does it.
It has to do with wicked works. Wicked works. Amen. But anyway, I don't know if I'll move on to something else. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 But God, amen. Certainly, amen. Amen. All right, but I can't find it now. Hey, but we, there's wicked works. Job spoke about wicked works, and every prophet in the Bible speaks about wicked works. We know about the wicked works of man. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 19 tells about the works of the flesh are evil, ungodly, and it tells us all about what the works of the flesh is there. 22 down through that tells us of the work of the Spirit, and that's what you ought to be interested in, having the Holy Ghost in you, having the works of the Spirit of God in love, peace, joy, long suffering, goodness, tenderness, patience. All those good things of the Holy Ghost, that's what you want. But there's wicked works in this world, amen. I think about the blood, thank God, brother friend, the blood of Jesus. Amen. That brother, amen. Amen. That's one brother he believed what daddy told him and mama told him. So it was time to bring a sacrifice. So he goes out and kills the animal, I think it's a lamb. Amen. But his friend, he brings that lamb's blood in there and offers it unto the Lord. The Bible says his offerings was accepted. But the brother come up with some bunch of turnips and onions and amen and all that kinds of stuff and put them in there. So he would offer my offering too. Amen. It's the works of his hands. People think because of the works of their hands they're going to get some reward, but they're not going to get it. God said his works was rejected, but Abel's was received. Amen. Why? Because he presented the blood, and you must have the blood. Amen. And what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. Amen. Well, and what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious as I flow, that makes me white as snow. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. I love that song, brother. I love that song we sing sometimes. If you ask me why I'm happy,
right,
I just tell you why. Because my sins are gone.
Amen.
The other, the two bloods took them away. Thank God for that. Well, but there's wicked works.
Right.
And there's people today with wicked works today. There's a lot of churches going on. Amen. And Catholics, amen. They think they go out on Saturday night and look at that knot hole and talk to that priest for about 10 minutes. And
that's right.
That's why he said, you forgive him, brother. Son, he'll call him son. Say, go on out tonight. Go on out and have your party. Go on out and commit adultery. Go on out and
get
all taken care of. That's a lie. Amen. That's a lie.
Believe it.
So, amen, my brother friend. I'm telling you, amen, brother friend. It works. Hey, wicked work. Ain't nothing but more worship than a wicked works than a man trying to deceive the soul of a man.
Right.
Trying to deceive a soul in a man. I'm telling you, amen, Moses. At Pope in Rome, he's the most sinful man in the world today. He's gathered more souls than any other man in the world today.
Right.
Even his soul with his doctor and his belief. And all the priests in those Catholic churches, amen. They talked about that so-called Christian church. Amen. Said that their sins are washed away in the baptism. That's a lie.
Right.
Amen. That's not true. The Bible says, brother, unless you abide in the doctrine of Christ, you're none of his.
Right.
That's what it says. And if they have not abided in any religion, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslim, amen, Church of God, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mormons, and all of those, I'm telling you, friend, but they don't have salvation.
That's right.
They got works, but it's wicked works.
Sure. Yes,
it's wicked works. We talk about drinking liquor, adultery, fornicating, yet, but Jesus told them the adulterers will go through for you will.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Right.
The adulterers and fornicators will go through for you will, they told them Jews. Yeah, because they had what they had, the law, and they thought that as long as they kept some law, they'd be all right. God's going to be pleased with them. Jesus told them that the adulterers and fornicators and lots of things will go through for you.
That's right.
Amen. That's what he told them. Yes, sir. Really, wicked works. So we can stay on that rest of the night.
Yeah.
You know that wicked works. Liars, thieves. I mean, but lottery players, ooh.
Right.
I was going to win a lottery and give some to the church. And you got the false idea.
That's right.
Hey, don't use God for your lust that you want money.
Yes.
You want to use God to try to get
that's right.
That's what they're doing.
Covetous.
That's really because I give somebody to the church. Amen. And somebody went in the lottery and called me and said it won the lottery. I want to give you some money. I said, no, you keep it. But if they call me and don't tell me where they come from, hallelujah, I'll take it. Amen. I took money from I passed the altar and prayed. Amen. Down to my life. I took it from adulterers and fornicators and liars and cheat. I don't tell none of them not to give. I don't go ahead and give. Thank God. Amen. I take it as a sort of missionary. I tell them the devil's headed long enough. Let me use it for God for a little while. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I'm telling you. He tell me where it come from. He come up and tell me he wanted a little poker game. I said, no, you keep it. I don't want it.
Right.
But if he don't tell me he wants to give it, he can give it. Amen. And the Bible said, ask no questions for conscience sake.
Right.
That's what it said.
Right. That's what it right. said.
Ask no questions for conscience sake. So, well, I wouldn't take it if I thought he'd done that. Well, you have. Yeah, right here in the church. I guarantee some people could put money in the plate. Amen. Been out of the world. Amen. Right there. Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. Churches, yes, sir. Amen. Well, I don't know how I got on that, but it's good anyway.
It's good.
Amen. All right. Well, and wicked works. There's a lot of wicked works. But then also there's dead works. Dead works. What is dead works, preacher? Works without holiness.
Oh, boy.
Works without holiness. You don't live for God. You don't have a whole other lifestyle. You know, it's a lot of people, amen, who do try to do something for God to cover up for being saved. They got no holiness about it. They got no godliness about it. These days, amen, amen. I'm telling you, the way they dress these days.
It's good.
Amen. I want a decent pair of kind of stuff on pants and amen. So I wouldn't Walmart looking around. And honestly, God, they had more shorts in there for men than they had pants.
Sure.
I'm telling you. Huh? Yeah. He come. He got the mockingbird knees, old bony things. Amen. Knotted up. Yeah. Mockingbird course man running down there and every day on a pair of shorts. You think he's pretty? He's cute. They buy a mockingbird. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd be scared to walk on for any new ears. Amen. Right there. Amen. Yeah. You can't have a woman dressed like a Charlie Goss.
That's right, buddy.
Downtown, man.
That's right.
Or anywhere.
Anywhere.
And she comes. She weighs about 350 pounds. Amen. Thank God. She's got two tattoos like that on her back. Amen. A pair of pants so close tight. Hallelujah. She had to breathe. She didn't breathe. Lay down on the bed, pull them up on her. She had to jump in her and put that fat down in there, get it down in there, jump around and get it down in there. And then she started walking up there. You get behind, look like two pigs in a grinder sack trying to get out. Oh, God. If you're going to go to church and do some work, that's dead works.
That's right.
That's right. That's
dead works.
Amen. Yes, sir. And I tell you, amen. Dead works is works that don't have enough. I got all kinds of scriptures here. Amen. I ain't going to get to none of them, but they might be wrong too, so I won't quote them out of this. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen. Dead works, amen. Benefit will not. Benefit it because dead is going to burn at the judgment seat of Christ. They might be saved, but dead works is going to burn. And it will be wood, hay, and stubble, and it will be ashes when you stand before God.
Right, preacher.
I believe this, Brother David. It's going to break my heart, but I believe it. I believe God's going to show us some things we could have had if we lived more like He wanted us to live.
What about that?
Amen. If we'd have lived more like the Bible tells us to live, then I'm going to get off this thing for a fall. Amen. Amen. We're going to weep at the judge. That's where our tears are going to come in there. Amen. We won't stand down and weep and drop our head and weep because we didn't do all we should have done for the glory of God. And that work, some of that works we done is for self honor, self praise.
Yeah.
Amen. To make us look better.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm telling you, amen. Not for the glory of God, but for the glory of self. It's going to be dead work.
Yes, sir.
Dead works. Dead works. Amen. Suffer loss. Bible says they'll suffer loss.
Right.
They're going to suffer loss from it. Amen. Then I would say to you, amen, those works. Also, the dead works, they'll burn works. They're going to burn up. Amen. Burn up. Yes, sir. The Word of God tells us so. Second John chapter number 8, verse number 8, brother. Second John verse number 8 tells us that look to yourselves that you lose not those rewards.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That God has given you. You lose some rewards you made. You said, well, I'm going to quit church and go back to the world. Go ahead, but you'll lose all your rewards. I wouldn't want to lose my rewards. No, sir, I wouldn't want to lose. He said, look to yourself. Look at ourselves and make sure we don't give up and give in and quit. Hallelujah. I told Brother David today, hey, we're going to be rewarded in these last days for our faithfulness, for what God give us to do. Regardless of what we think is accomplished, we need to be faithful. Hallelujah.
Right.
You members of this church, you need to be faithful. You need to be faithful. I told the church recently. Amen. Reason Brother Zachary wasn't here. Amen. He knew I was coming. Amen.
Yes,
he said, you're off the flock. Amen. Yeah. Don't tell him I said so. Amen. Get on and good.
That's right.
And if he bring me some fish, I'll repent on it. But if he don't bring me no fish, I ain't repenting.
That's right.
Hallelujah. All right. Amen. I'll tell you, we're talking about deed works. Deed works. But thank God there's good works.
It's good.
I'll say that for a few minutes. Thank God that good works has been here. We can have, we can begin. Amen. Look at Ephesians in chapter number 2, verse number 10. There's good works. Amen. Good works that we have. Ephesians in chapter number 2, verse number 10. Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10 says what? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Want us to walk in good works. Amen. I love when Sunday's coming. Amen. Get my tithe in order. Hey, God, get my mission given in order. Amen. Go into the house of God. Woo! Thank God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad for that.
Yes, sir.
I rejoice.
Yes.
God let me have enough, like a cur down to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. I certainly do. Amen. Amen. Brother Finn, I rejoice. He let me have some. A lot of time. Sometimes, not every time, but a lot of time. Amen. I got a little building fund going there. And I don't want to, but right now, I'd like to get some windows in my building. But I'm telling you, you want this. But amen, I just empty my what I got left after I pay my tithe, after I pay, give my dear offerings to the mission, and for offerings to missionary. If I got it left, I just take and put it all in a building for a box. For me, what happened? Well, in a couple of days, God will give me some more back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. You're happy, amen, by giving more than you are by saving back.
Good.
Amen to me.
Right.
You're happy by giving. Yes, sir.
That's right.
God said he loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. One of these days, I'd like to see a real cheerful giver. The time I take them to off, I like to bust up a laughing and a hollering, jumping up and down, come down and put it in the door. Hey,
right.
That'd be a cheerful giver, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
That'd be cheerful. Hallelujah. Hey, one of y'all ladies, try that son to see what happened. Hallelujah. Amen. Be cheerful about your giving unto God. God loveth a cheerful giver. These preachers give them women give you offering according to what God's blessed you with. Amen. But if they ain't gonna give, he don't say you owe God the tithe.
Right there.
You owe God the tithe.
Right.
10% of every dime you get. That's before taxes.
It's good. It's good.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Off the top of that thing. You mean to say you're gonna let the government get it before you give it to God? Oh no.
It's good, preacher.
Amen. Amen. Get quiet now.
I like it.
Don't like me as much as you did. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen. But I'm telling you the Bible.
Take I like
the Bible, show me where I'm wrong.
It's good.
God said the tenth belongeth unto the Lord. He said, belongeth unto the Lord.
It's good.
Of all your increase.
All of it.
And thank God, being a murderer, they're going to get down for it. Say, they're going to let down for it before they let you have any. Amen. Yes, sir. But you still owe the tenth off of it.
Sir.
That's right. Amen. Amen. And then that mission, then you see, that's when you start giving off. Wherein have you robbed me? In offerings and tithes and offerings, God says.
That's right.
You robbed me. You robbed me. Robbed God? We'll take up 30, 350, go to him to bank. I had to walk up to the teller, said, give me all you got.
Right.
It would be no worse than you were robbing God. I will rob him, rob God. If I can't get away, they can't catch me, but they give me, all they can do is put me in jail. But God can bring some awful things on me.
Sure, buddy.
Amen. Just he brings some awful things on your family.
Sure, buddy.
Your tie, maybe you'll find out your clothes will run less. Your ties on your car will last longer. Your motor will run longer. Yeah, man, thank God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I got old pickup truck clothes out. I got 240, it's a 248,000 order. Amen. And I'm still pushing her on.
Good.
But Kent told me several months ago, said she's going to go down on you. I said, well, we'll see what God's going to do. Hallelujah. She's just still clucking her on, clucking her on. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank God. He said, well, I found metal in your wall. That's all right. God can do something about that. He worked in the middle of that wall. Amen. He said, your burns are fixing, turn them loose, and all this other stuff. He's talking about both fixing, turn them loose. I said, amen. And amen. I said, that's okay. We won't still run for a little while.
Amen.
And, see what God will do.
Right.
Well, amen. So tell him how. Amen. I'll have you 300,000 more than that was over with. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. Good works. Good works. So he said, if you have those good works, and brother friend, you amen. So you can have those. Amen. And he said that you're to walk in those works. Walk in them every Sunday, every Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, every time the revival meet, you're to walk in those works. Amen. As we say, walk in them. Hallelujah. Something to do. Now look over in 1 Corinthians in chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 3. Look over. No, I'm looking wrong. Excuse me. Good works. Amen. Good works. I'm looking in the wrong place. Look in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians in chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians in chapter number 2. Amen. I can get you a scripture. I'm going to close. We're going to close with this scripture. 2 Thessalonians in chapter number 2. Look at verse 14. See what God says. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 14. Wherefore he called you by our gospel to attain for the glory of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold the traditions of which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistles.
Amen.
Our love for the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given to us everlasting life and a good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. He'll establish you in a good word, a good word. You'll be excited, get up, amen. Oh, the devil will tell you, well, don't turn on the sleep another 15 minutes. No, you'll jump into bed, hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. And say, no, I'm going to church. Amen. We're going to get early. We're going to get there early today. Amen. Just give the devil a black eye. Amen. Get that early, thank God. Meet the saints, shake the hand, hug the next. And I had something happen last night. I never had it happen before. Amen. This lady in the church, she's, you know, elevator won't go away to talk like it ought to. Amen. But anyway, she prays her soul. She says she loves God. And she came by and hugged me. And she looked at me and she hugged me. And I'm not against them. Oh, God, a woman, if she wanted to hug me, I said, go ahead. Amen. But I said, stand still. Amen. But anyway, she went on. Then just before I'm going to the door, she come back around again. And she grabbed me, and for the first time, Brother David, she reached up and kissed me on the jaw. I said, Lord have mercy, what am I going to do now? Well, I couldn't rebuke the lady. She, you know, like I said, I didn't think everything was there. So I went ahead and just loved her. I said, okay, go ahead. Hey, I hope you won't get caught, but go ahead. Amen. God. Amen. But anyway, amen. But anyway. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of hugs from a lot of saints, some ladies and men, both. at different times, and I believe a saint of God appreciates the man of God. She wants to hug him, you know, fine, that's all right with me. I don't like that kissing. Me and all women say, and I got one I kiss on, I let her kiss on me, and that's it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And, amen. So, but anyway, you know, to walk in good works.
It's good, preacher.
He said, walk in the Word and walk in good works. Hey, walk in the Word and walk in good works. Amen. Are you want your good wife to lay at Jesus' feet? Jesus, He saved you. He's washed you. Give you good grace and have an everlasting consolation. Blessed hope. Not going to hell. It's an everlasting praise for you in heaven. You ought to appreciate God enough that you will tithe and give and work. Do your works for the glory of God. Walk in the work with the work. And that's pastors. He's God's representative here in this church. And Brother David get up here and he takes the word of God and show you what God wants you and expects of you to do. You know, try your best to do it. You know, try your best to do it. You're not turn and say, I ain't gonna do that. You watch out, you're in trouble. You'll be in trouble, your family's in trouble. Amen. 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 I'll establish it. And my children didn't get out in the world and sin like a lot of children did, and I wasn't a good daddy. I don't claim I had raised children. I just trust God. God answered my prayer beyond my failures. But thank God, hallelujah, of my obedience to God. He has blessed my family.
Man.
I got grandchildren going along that. Oh, God bless his grandchildren. Yes, sir. I want to be obedient to this pastor. He stands in this pulpit and he tells you through his Bible what God expects of you. And that's his responsibility as a pastor, to tell you what God expects of you as a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want rewards, you're in heaven. Amen. You ought to walk in good works and good work. A word of God and good works. Amen. Have some good works. Amen. Well, amen. I want good works, don't you? I want ashes.
That's right.
I want some rewards.
Yes, sir.
He rewarded with gold, silver, and precious stone. Gold, silver, precious stone. You know what people do for gold and silver here? They'll do anything.
Sir.
But we're going to get some more precious gold, clear gold. And heaven is so bountiful up there, the streets may be there.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. And stone, the precious stone. It's so good. They found the 12 foundations of the Brother White said, it's 12 precious stones. Amen. Yeah, son, I'm telling you, God said, your son will have gold, silver, and precious stones. What are you going to have? Are you getting, or that's a burning going to take place? What are you going to have? Good work. That's the thing you ought to strive for these last days that we're living in, while you've got an opportunity. While you've got an opportunity. Don't let the cost of smallness of your church bother you one bit. Oh. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, he's in the midst. And that's just as important you being in this church tonight, is this whole building was full of some standing in the yard.
Right.
Say amen.
Right.
Why? Because where two or three are together, he's in the midst. Amen. He wants some good works out of you. Amen. Have good works before we leave this world of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or when he appears, when he goes to judge our works. Amen. Father, take a message and use it for your glory and help us tonight. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, Father, help me. I need your help. Lord, I certainly won't want good works before you. Lord, I certainly want to leave my life here a good life.